Hey, I'm going to ask you a question. How's your sock drawer looking? Is it scary? Maybe it's time for a spring cleaning and refresh. Bombas just dropped a bunch of absurdly soft new socks, tees, and underwear to help you get that drawer in a better place while doing a little bit of good. Look, when I open up my sock drawer and I see a clean pair of Bombas sitting on top, not only do my feet sort of jump for joy, but like I can't wait to get them on my feet because I know they're going to be cozy. I know they're going to be the best socks in the house, and I know that they're going to keep me going all day long. They've got some great details that have been obsessed over, including the honeycomb arch support, which I love, anti-blister tabs, which I also love. What that is, it's a little bit of the heel that goes up a little, just a smidge higher, like in a whatever the perfect amount higher is, that's how high it goes. Bombas has figured this out. And they've got cushioned footbeds that feel like little pillows on your feet, not to mention the buttery soft tees and underwear with no itchy tags. Oh, I hate an itchy tag. And Bombas is like, don't worry about it. We do too. And look, the best thing about Bombas is that when you purchase an item, Bombas donates an item. That's right. Every time you buy their socks, tees, or underwear, you're also donating essential clothing to someone facing homelessness. To date, Bombas has donated over 100 million clothing items and counting. I mean, Bombas can make returns easy as well. I don't know why you'd return anything because what? But they do have a 100% happiness guarantee. So if the dryer or your dog eats a sock, or if you're unhappy with your purchase for virtually any reason, they'll do whatever they can to replace it and make it right. Bombas has a spring collection out right now. That means new colors and new fun. That's right. They have garden party socks that bring the party to your feet. They got stripes. They got florals. They've got vintagey colored rib socks. You know, those like, you know, stripes on the top of it. It's like, oh, hey, look at me. I'm a vintage soccer player or track person. They've got those too. And they even have a new pointelle sock with a frilly cuff. You know, if for all you frill seekers out there, folks, all I'm saying is you heard me talk about Bombas for years now. I don't know why you haven't done anything about it. Get comfy this spring and give back with Bombas. Head over to bombas.com/adventure and use the code adventure for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/adventure. Use the code adventure at checkout. Trust me, your feet will thank you. Right. Welcome to the podcast, everybody. Matt and Dory's Eggcellent Adventure. That's egg, as in egg.
As in E-G-G.
That's right. I'm Matt, and my sperm's dumb. That's Dory, and her eggs are old. Welcome to the podcast.
Oh, that's so charming.
You know, I just like to get the thesis statement out. Right out of the way.
This is episode two.
It sure is. I know how much you all loved episode one.
I loved episode one.
Episode one isn't out. That's why we don't know if anyone loved it.
But we loved it.
It was, I don't know. You'll tell us if you liked it or not. And then it'll be too late for adjustments for episode two. But look forward to episode three.
So let's get started on this episode two.
Okay.
How are you feeling?
Right now, a little tired.
Yeah, me too.
Super tired.
Yeah.
But I don't have drugs coursing through my system like
I have so many drugs coursing through my system.
What are you on right now?
So,
Ganirelix.
To catch
everyone's favorite.
To catch everyone up.
Yeah.
I've been doing my meds for 11 days.
Okay.
Yeah, 11 days. And I got started just on some Follistim.
Yep. Real nice and easy.
Real easy. You just click the clicker and shove it into your belly and click it in and it's done.
Yep.
Then I went in to the doctor a few days later. He's like, all right, I'm going to add some stuff.
Okay. Sounds promising.
That was when things got crazy.
Are you on more drugs this round than last round?
I am. Oh. Actually.
Wow.
So last round, I was mostly just on Follistim and Menopur.
Mm-hmm.
Menopur, if you remember, is the one where you mix it.
Yeah. You get to play pharmacist.
You get to play chemist or pharmacist, either one. So he put me back on that. And then he added.
What?
The dog is squeaking a tennis ball.
I don't know if you can hear it on the podcast.
I can hear it.
Yeah, but you don't have headphones on.
That's true. Anyway, so then he added Ganirelix.
Yep.
And he added growth hormone.
Yeah.
A growth hormone called Omnitrope.
Ooh, sounds exciting.
Which, you know, all these medications are expensive.
Yeah. I don't know if you're familiar with our dog, Bo, but he has found a squeaky tennis ball. And he refuses to stop squeaking.
Extremely squeaky. Anyway.
Home podcast, everybody.
So he put me on this growth hormone.
Yeah.
And my first instinct was like, okay, if this growth hormone is supposed to help with egg quality, mm-hmm. why didn't he just put me on it in the first place?
Right.
And like, I didn't really get a satisfactory answer. I think that from what I understand, I think that
the less drugs they have to put into you, I think the better they feel.
Yeah. And I think until they know how you respond the first time around,
yeah.
they're not sure if the growth hormone is going to help.
Right.
So they gave me the growth hormone, which costs $400 for a tiny little vial.
Mm-hmm. Not as much as an EpiPen.
I have to take that away from him.
Okay. Bo, come here, buddy. My wife is moving over to Bo. Bo's in the yard right now. Tennis ball in mouth. And he's probably his favorite game to play is keep it away from Dory. So it's going to be interesting to see if she can manage to capture Bo and the ball. She lunged left, and she's returned with the ball. She... Very successful effort right here. Sorry, buddy.
I feel bad,
but... You can have it back soon.
It was real annoying. Yeah. Anyway, so the growth hormone, from what I understand that I learned on Google, I don't think it's, like, FDA approved for these no. purposes.
What? Can they do that?
I think they can do whatever they want.
Whoa.
The fertility industry is not highly regulated.
That's interesting.
It is interesting.
Could we enter it? Could we start our own clinic?
We probably could.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
We're going to do it.
We'll have a backyard clinic.
It's going to be great.
With a squeaky ball.
It's going to be so easy to jerk off here.
So for most of the time I had four different meds and mm-hmm. then 36 hours before the retrieval, you do a trigger shot. So I had...
Would have been last night.
Last right? night, correct. I did two medications. One was Lupron, one was Novarel. Mm-hmm. Novarel was a little mixy one, again.
Novarel. What do these even do?
They stop ovulation.
Oh.
So they make sure that... After all that, you don't end up ovulating and fuck everything up.
I see. Okay.
Yeah. And then I did Lupron. Now, last night they told me to do 100 units of Lupron. So I put it in the little insulin syringe, which is hard to maneuver because the needle is so small.
Yeah.
Like the needle kept bending when I would stick it in mm-hmm. and like I couldn't really get the liquid out. And then I was supposed to draw out 100 units, and 100 was the size of the syringe. So I'm like pulling the, whatever the hell it's called, the little stopper thing back mm-hmm. and back and back. And then it just came out, and all this Lupron escaped from the syringe. And I was like, oh, fuck.
Lupron escape,
code red. But it turns out with most of these meds, they overfill. So they give you a little extra because people... do what I did.
You think that's why they give extra?
Yeah, I think they do it because they know people are doing this stuff at home and they probably mess it up. Like Follistim, for example, if you get a 600 unit pen,
yeah.
there's like 150 units of overfill.
Okay, yeah. That makes sense. They want you to have extra
just in case you fuck it up. So that happened. So then Friday, I got a call from a nurse at the clinic, and she said that my estrogen was at like 900 something.
Got chopper coming in hot. What's that? My wife is asking why we aren't doing this inside. Because I'm comfortable out here.
Sorry, everyone. The sound quality is shit.
It's great. You don't know what I do in post.
So far, you've done nothing in post.
Ooh, sick burn.
Yeah, well. And originally, I was just supposed to go back on Sunday for labs before my retrieval tomorrow. And then they were like, oh, we actually need you to come back tomorrow. And of course, I start like panicking because that can't be good. They're like, well, your estrogen is still rising, but he wants you to come back tomorrow. I was like, well, what does he want my level to be at? Like, what should it ideally be at? And they're like, no particular level. And I was like, what? Like, what is the point of making me go back if like everything is probably fine?
We're recording this podcast, I just want to say, during the second presidential debate.
Yes, that was a conscious choice.
Because my wife doesn't want to watch it.
Correct.
And I'm missing out on some sweet, sweet Twitter zings left and right that I could be doing. I'm fine with it. But I'm just like, I tweeted out if anyone has any questions for us. And then I was realizing that Twitter traffic right now
is only debate.
Is only debate. That's going to get so lost in the shuffle.
It will get
so
lost.
So we might have no questions.
But Matt's theory was that our doctor just likes data.
I think he does. I think that most IVF doctors, because it's a relatively new field, and I say relatively because I think IVF only started with, what, 1980, early 80s?
About late 70s.
Late 70s. Okay, so I'm off, give or take half a decade. So there isn't, you know, there's not tons and tons and tons of clinical trials. There's not decades of stuff, especially with newer drugs, you know, with ganirelics and Flupron and dippity doodas and
there's like a gajillion tests now that they want to do. Like, remember they kept asking you to do tests?
They needed more data, constantly needed data. They needed to know if I had AIDS, which I feel like is like, you know, probably a great thing to know,
right?
But also could have told them with a lot of certainty that I do not. But whatever.
But now we definitely know.
We definitely know. $683 out of pocket later because my insurance didn't cover my AIDS test.
We probably just could have gotten to Planned Parenthood or something.
Free STD check.
Yeah, exactly.
Which happened, it's in West Hollywood. And they do all sorts of great work around the community with checking for STDs. But you know, we didn't. We are getting some questions.
Really?
I hope you're excited.
What are we getting?
We're not done telling our story of we are right now.
So my retrieval is tomorrow.
What? Oh my god!
I know. So,
where are you at right now for follicles?
Well, I was just gonna say that I think he saw 13 the last time.
Yes,
he and I think shoved a wand up my vagina.
This is like, do you mean like Friday?
This was Friday.
Yeah,
you were there.
Yeah, but I was wondering if you meant the last time, as in the first round.
No, I think the first time he had seen a couple more.
Yeah,
but then when we did the retrieval last time, there were even a few more that they got out, a few more eggs that they got out that
well,
they
I mean, I watch
seen.
Him doing the ultrasound every time, and I'm just
I know,
like,
I see you watching him intently.
Because I'm like, how do you know that you're not counting the same thing
I know!
Twice?
I always and wonder that, too!
How do you know that you're how are you discounting an egg, or rather a follicle that might be a different follicle, because it might be the similar size? I just had so many questions that I didn't ask.
I know. I'm always wondering that. Like, how do you know that's not the same one?
I don't know. But on the bright side about that appointment, I finally got our doctor to laugh at me.
Oh, yeah. How'd you get him to laugh?
He told me that you should stop ejaculating 3 to 5 days before collection, and we're going to do the retrieval on Monday. And then I said, okay, doc, I'll shut it down.
Oh, yeah, he did chuckle.
He did.
Yeah.
Finally got him.
Yeah. He's very deadpan.
Uh-huh. Yeah. He's an alien.
Yeah, he's a nice alien,
he's
though.
He's a very nice, very smart man from a different planet.
who will probably be on this podcast.
It doesn't find my humor enjoyable. Can't wait to have him
on. No, he does. He always, when you're not there, he always asks about you.
That's just probably because he wants to know where the money's coming from.
But I make more money.
Joke's on him. It's you.
That's so sexist of him to think.
I know. It's crazy, right?
Yeah.
That's why he's like, oh, are you sure that you can handle it?
That's so weird.
I'm like, Doc, I barely work.
Well, that's not true.
Yeah, I work all the time.
Yeah, so the retrieval is at 7:30 in the morning tomorrow. I have to get there at 6:30.
So fucking early.
So fucking early. I will probably Uber there. So Matt,
you're not going to Lyft?
I might Lyft. I will Uber or Lyft. Haven't decided yet, actually, now that you mention it. And then you'll handle the dog.
I will take the dog to daycare. I will then drive over to the fertility clinic. I will
jerk off
in a terrible room, and then I will take you home, and then
feed me pineapple.
Okay, for a little while, and then I will have to go to work.
Yeah. Well, we bought a pineapple today at Costco because
We bought the pineapple.
Yeah, you're supposed to have fresh pineapple after.
I thought you were just like into the idea of making a fruit salad.
I mean, I kind of am, but last time they wrote down on a little sheet, eat fresh pineapple, and I didn't, so I feel like I should do that this time.
But your recovery last time was so fast.
It was kind of ridiculous.
And then you really wanted to like go to the gym many times while you were waiting for that however many week period.
Ugh, it was so long.
What was it, like a month, right?
No, it was only like a week and a half.
Oh, that was after your cyst removal. Remember?
Oh, yeah. That was so annoying.
Yeah. They said a month, right?
I forgot about that.
That was a long time.
Oh, that was so annoying. I've like blocked that out.
You couldn't do any yogurt.
By yogurt, he means yoga.
That's what I say.
Well, should we talk a little bit about what happened last time? Because I think we left everyone on a cliffhanger at the end of the last episode.
We did?
Yeah, we did.
I don't remember.
We were like, oh, we can't tell anyone what happened.
Oh. Well, we're doing the second round because of the bounty we pulled out of my wife's uterus. We got like 18 eggs out of her.
We got 18 eggs. 15 were mature.
15.
And we were like high-fiving.
We were like, oh my God, our bodies work so well.
Yeah.
With ICSI, they're going to take the few good sperm cells I have and dump them right into these eggs.
And then 12 of them fertilized.
Dump them out.
So we were still like, yeah.
12 fertilized.
Whoa, we're going to have like 10 babies.
My God.
Oh, it's going to be crazy.
This is incredible. I can't believe that only 6 of those eggs were not good enough for us.
Yeah. So we're like feeling great. And then they update you every other day. So they emailed us on day 3 and they were like, 8 of the embryos are still developing. Because that's what you want. You want the cells to keep growing.
Multiplying. They don't die. They multiply.
Even at that point, we were like, okay, 8, day 3. Like, that's normal. I think, you know, you're supposed to have some drop off.
8 of day 3 sounded great.
Yeah, 8 of day 3 sounded great. Then we get to day 5.
Day 5. The greatest day ever.
No, that was actually the worst day ever.
Worst day of my life.
Because they were like, so only one embryo is at this. Yes. Yes. They said there's one embryo that is ready. Like, we're it's at blastocyst stage. We're going to freeze it. We're going to biopsy it and freeze it. Uh-huh. And then I was like, oh my God, what about like the other ones that were still growing? And they were like, well, we're going to let the ones that are still growing, we're going to let them go to day 6.
Uh-huh.
And see where we're at. And I was like, okay. And then we got to day 6 and they were like, okay, 3 more reached the level that we want them to reach.
Yep, 3 more got biopsied and frozen.
Okay. Like, I even at that point, I was a little disappointed.
You were very
because I was like 4.
And I was trying to tell you that it was okay.
Yeah. You were like, it's going to be fine, blah, blah, blah,
blah.
We'll
get so many embryos.
Yeah. And then you have to wait like a week to get the genetic testing results. They take cells out of the embryos and they send them off to a lab in Michigan.
Pure Michigan.
Oh, by the way, that also costs an extra $4,500.
Yeah, they really hammer you home with that. Like, hey, do this. And I'm glad, you know, at the end of the day, I'm glad they did because we would have
transferred embryos that were bad.
Embryos that were bad.
Spoiler alert.
Oh, yeah.
The embryo genetic testing costs $1,950, and that includes 8 embryos.
Woo woo.
So we only sent them 4. So we could still send them 4 within like 9 months or something, and they will still test them for that same price.
For that one-time fee.
And then our clinic charges another like $2,500 just to just to do the biopsy. It's like,
I mean, it seems like delicate work.
I get it.
It's like you're paying for like an artisanal cheesecake.
You're paying for an artisanal,
like you could go
cheesecake.
get a Sara Lee cheesecake, right?
Are you calling future children cheesecakes?
No, but I'm calling the work that they do in that lab like baking.
I think it's a little more precise, actually.
Baking's of science. Don't even try to think that baking is not a science.
I know. I agree, but I think, okay, I think we're actually in agreement.
I don't even know if you watch Cake Wars, but I do. Okay, sometimes they put in fruit that is going to give off too much moisture, and the cake's going to take a long time to cook because it's not going to set because of the moisture.
Well,
it's a science.
I don't love Cake Wars, but I do love Great British Bake Off.
Right, we all do.
And there's a lot of like, oh, you...
I also feel like there's less mistakes in Great British Bake Off. I feel like they're all better than the bakers.
What? No.
I think they're all better than the bakers you see on American television competing in those shows.
I disagree.
You're so crazy right now.
Especially the first few rounds, there's all like the bottom, I would say the bottom six on Great British Bake Off are always...
I think they have bad days. But I feel like the Cake Wars, I mean, this is for our other podcast.
But also, the Great British Bake Off, they have a week, they know what the showstopper is going to be.
Yeah.
They
That's
have a
true.
Week
and
to prepare, and they plan, and they you know, they practice.
Well, if you've ever been on Cake Wars and you'd like to reach out to us... To tell us
DorianMatt@gmail.com.
CakeWars. DorianMatt@gmail.com. You can also call us and leave a voicemail.
You can. Well, should we say the number now?
Might as well.
Okay. It's 413, which is a Western Massachusetts area code. 461-BABY.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hey, I'm going to ask you a question. How's your sock drawer looking? Is it scary? Maybe it's time for a spring cleaning and refresh. Bombas just dropped a bunch of absurdly soft new socks, tees, and underwear to help you get that drawer in a better place while doing a little bit of good. Look, when I open up my sock drawer and I see a clean pair of Bombas sitting on top, not only do my feet sort of jump for joy, but like, I can't wait to get them on my feet because I know they're going to be cozy. I know they're going to be the best socks in the house, and I know that they're going to keep me going all day long. They've got some great details that have been obsessed over, including the honeycomb arch support, which I love, anti-blister tabs, which I also love. What that is, it's a little bit of the heel that goes up a little, just a smidge higher, like in a whatever the perfect amount higher is, that's how high it goes. Bombas has figured this out. And they've got cushioned footbeds that feel like little pillows on your feet, not to mention the buttery soft tees and underwear with no itchy tags. Oh, I hate an itchy tag. And Bombas is like, don't worry about it. We do too. And look, the best thing about Bombas is that when you purchase an item, Bombas donates an item. That's right. Every time you buy their socks, tees, or underwear, you're also donating essential clothing to someone facing homelessness. To date, Bombas has donated over 100 million clothing items and counting. I mean, Bombas can make returns easy as well. I don't know why you'd return anything because what? But they do have a 100% happiness guarantee. So if the dryer or your dog eats a sock, or if you're unhappy with your purchase for virtually any reason, they'll do whatever they can to replace it and make it right. Bombas has a spring collection out right now. That means new colors and new fun. That's right. They have garden party socks that bring the party to your feet. They got stripes. They got florals. They've got vintagey colored rib socks. You know, those like, you know, stripes on the top of it. It's like, oh, hey, look at me. I'm a vintage soccer player or track person. They've got those too. And they even have a new pointelle sock with a frilly cuff. You know, if for all you frill seekers out there, folks, all I'm saying is you heard me talk about Bombas for years now. I don't know why you haven't done anything about it. Get comfy this spring and give back with Bombas. Head over to bombas.com/adventure and use the code adventure for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/adventure. Use the code adventure at checkout. Trust me, your feet will thank you.
413-461 baby.
413-461 baby.
That's 2229. 413-461-2229.
All right. I don't want anyone calling if they can't figure out the baby.
Oh, good point. Okay. Just baby. 2229. So then a week later, I get an email from an embryologist at California Fertility Partners.
CFP.
That was basically just like, hello. It was like a robot sent it.
It could have been.
I kind of think it was. It was like, hello, one of your embryos is normal, parentheses, female. I was like, oh, okay.
Uh-huh.
Like, it felt impersonal.
Yes.
It was disappointing.
I mean, the whole thing's impersonal.
The whole thing's impersonal.
The way we're making a child is impersonal.
But everything up to that point, everything up to when they take your money,
yeah,
they're like calling you, they're yes. like asking about you, they're like very like, oh, how's everything going? And right. then like once you pay them a gajillion dollars, you get an email from a robot telling you that only one out of four of your embryos was normal and it's a girl, which we did not ask for.
Right. But I was stoked.
Yeah. I mean, don't get me wrong. We were both very excited.
We were excited to get one. We know how fortunate we are
yes,
to even get one.
We are very, very, very fortunate. And I feel very lucky that we had one normal embryo considering my eggs are so freaking old and my husband's sperm doesn't work.
That's true.
But at that point, I was...
We should get shirts that say, like, my shirt will say, her eggs are old, and it'll have an arrow pointing to the right. And then your shirt will say, his sperm is dumb, and it'll have
an arrow.
You mean
like those couples at Disneyland?
Yeah. Like the I'm with stupids.
Oh.
You know, but our shirt tells everyone what our reproductive problems are.
Oh, that's such a great idea.
Yeah.
Let's get those made.
Okay, you can buy those in our store.
Our cafe press store.
Just go to dorianmatt.com/store. Doesn't exist.
No, it doesn't.
Sorry.
So I had a lot of mixed emotions after that. Like, one of my emotions was relief that at least one of our embryos was normal.
Yeah.
Frozen, girl, great. Another emotion was disappointment that we three out of the four were abnormal.
Yeah.
I talked to my doctor after that, and he was like, well, it was a little disappointing. But he was like, yeah, you know, he was basically like, it happens. And I was like,
it does.
Yeah, I know. But like, that's not what you want to hear after that long of,
yeah.
you know, going through all the shit and paying all the money. Like, yeah. Meh, it happens. And also I got really pissed off that they had just told us the gender in
an
email.
They dropped a bomb on Dory right there.
In parentheses, in an email.
A parenthetical bomb.
A parenthetical bomb.
They're like, by the way, your baby's a girl.
So I sent an email and I CC'd our doctor.
Oh shit.
And I expressed my great disappointment at the way that this was handled.
Yeah.
And then my nurse called and she was like, you're right. And like other people have complained about that too. And I was like, really? Well, then why the hell are you still doing it?
Big ups to SEMA.
Yes. SEMA is my favorite nurse.
I listen, what if they all listen to this?
I know.
They know that one of them's our favorite.
She was just our first, you know?
Wrangler's my favorite.
He's been our only doctor.
We had Mars.
Oh yeah. I saw him today. He gave me the look of like, have I seen your vagina? I think I've seen your vagina.
That's how I walk around Los Angeles. Hi.
This podcast is over.
It's a much easier time for me to go. Nope, haven't.
So then when I went back this time, I had a nurse that I hadn't had before, and she was like looking through my file, and she's like, oh, do you know the gender of the, and I was like, yes, I know the gender. You guys told me in an email.
Ooh,
and I got like very like, you know, upset. Not upset, but I was just sort of like, yeah.
Yeah.
And she was like, oh, we changed our policy.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh, shit.
Yeah.
And I said, oh, that's interesting, because I really complained about it. And she was like, oh, it might have been because of you. And I was like, hell yeah.
Tori's a policymaker, everybody.
I'm a policy changer.
You're an influencer.
I'm a hashtag influencer.
Yeah. I think that it's great that you're making sure people don't know the gender of their babies in an informal way.
Yeah.
Or, and by babies, I mean embryos.
Embryos aren't babies. And when, not even just informal, when they haven't explicitly said that they want the gender, which is another issue that I think is fascinating. Like, our clinic is extremely cavalier about gender selection.
Yes. They are gung-ho for it.
Yes. Like, in a way that is almost weird.
Oh, I think that they can do it. It's like another add-on.
It's like advertised on their website.
I get a Volvo because they also offer safety. I'm like, wow, there's a very safe, luxurious vehicles. I would like that.
But I will say, of the clinic's websites that we looked at in Los Angeles, most of them in LA are very, very cavalier about the gender selection and advertise it.
Yeah, now, we'll let you know.
And I've talked to friends in other cities who have done IVF, and they are like scandalized by this. Like, even a friend in San Francisco, which is the same state.
Yeah,
she was like, no, like they don't do it. She hadn't even heard of genetic testing. Like, anyway, tomorrow is the retrieval.
It's gonna be a great retrieval.
I'm not...
Tell people why we arrived at the decision to immediately do another round.
Oh yeah, that's right.
In vitro fertilization.
So if you're listening to this, you probably know that egg quality goes down as a woman gets older. Mm-hmm. And we figured, since only 1 out of 4 that we ended up with was normal last time around, that the longer we wait, the more the worse the quality is going to be. And we would ideally like to have 2 children.
Yep.
I'm glad we're in agreement.
More than one.
Yes.
I mean, you're in agreement. I'm going along for the ride.
Wait, how many do you want?
I'm fine with 1.
Oh, should we just have 1?
Not now.
Oh, because we said on the podcast?
Too late.
All right. I mean, I would like to have 2 kids.
Can't wait for our second child to hear this.
Yay.
Go, you didn't want me. And we're like, well, what are you going to do?
Well, it's kind of like Bo.
Yeah, I didn't want Bo.
And now you guys are best friends.
I was lukewarm on Bo, but he grew on me very quickly. And now I will destroy you if you touch Bo.
Well, Bo will probably destroy you first. Yeah. So we figured that it would be better for me to do another round of IVF now and hopefully get some more embryos, and then do a transfer and get pregnant, instead of doing a transfer first, getting pregnant, having a baby, and then you have to wait like a year after you have a baby. I think 6 months minimum. To start another round of IVF. And by that point, I would be like 41. So,
which is a great Dave Matthews song.
But not a great age to use your own eggs to have a baby.
That's true.
So the clock is like literally ticking. So we were like, all right, let's just do this. Even though it was not a great time to do it. Like,
terrible time.
Didn't really have money. Don't really have money.
Nope.
We're
not exactly rolling in dough.
Nope. Hence this podcast.
This huge money-making free podcast.
Yep. It was kind of a hectic time. Like, I have a book coming out and...
You do. You have a book coming out. I started a new job.
It's just...
A very busy job.
But, you know, I guess that there's never a quote-unquote great time. Until you started your new job, you were, like, depressed. So, it's not like that would have been a great time either.
I still can't be depressed?
Well, I don't know. You're not as depressed. So that's why we're doing the other round now.
Yes, that is true.
Yeah.
Because we want to have multiple children.
Well, and also the first one might not work. Like, we think she's great, but she might not work.
That's true. That's true.
So it's good to have some backups.
So many backups. Who knows how many backups. We could get no backups.
We could get none. It could totally not work. But from everything I've read on the internet, which, as we know, is completely accurate, growth hormone does help with the egg quality. So knock on wood.
Yeah, hopefully. I mean, hopefully we come out of it. And then we have to figure out how many eggs we're going to put in you, et cetera, et cetera.
I think one.
One at a time?
Yeah.
What if we keep having to put eggs in and no babies come out?
I think when you test the whole point of putting in more than one is when you don't test the embryos and you don't know which ones are good. So you hope that one out of the however many you put in is going to be good. When you test the embryos and you already know which ones are good, you have a much higher success rate.
That's
than if
true.
You're just sort of shoving some embryos up you.
And you don't want to carry twins.
I would prefer not to carry
okay.
twins.
Listen, it's your body.
Yeah. Like, look, if I ended up with twins, I would be thrilled.
Is there a chance for those embryos to split
yes.
into twins after the fact?
Yes.
Oh, God. Is that running anybody's family? Not mine.
Not mine.
You don't have any twins in your
Oh,
family.
There's fraternal twins on my dad's side.
Oh, boy. Well.
I don't think fraternal twins
they don't
are
split.
Genetic.
They're not split embryos. It's
yeah.
fine.
That's
just some straight up good fucking. Yeah. What up, boy?
That's my family you're talking about.
And I hope they're listening. Every last one of them.
Did we get any questions?
We got some questions. Jeff asks a nice question that I don't know if we have an answer to. How seriously did you guys consider adoption?
Did we consider adoption? No, I think...
The answer is not very seriously.
Yeah, not very seriously.
We wanted to have our own children. And, you know, if this does not work, then I think we'll seriously consider adoption. Also, adoption seems somehow more expensive than IVF.
It seems complicated.
Am I crazy?
I don't think you're crazy.
Also, I think, like, the beauty of fertility clinics for me is that they don't have to visit my home to see if I'm a fit father. Because the answer is usually no.
Bo's organization visited our home and they deemed us fit.
I wasn't even around for that visit, though.
Oh.
See?
Yeah.
That's the beauty of it.
Good point.
Why does Matt hate Batman versus Superman so much? Great question.
The movie he's never seen?
I haven't watched it, and I refuse to watch it because I have so high hopes that I didn't want to watch it.
Well, you did say you were going to watch it on a plane, and then you didn't.
Because it wasn't on the plane I was in.
But I think it was on a subsequent plane, and
no,
you were like,
it was not.
Oh, it wasn't?
Believe me, if it's on a plane, I'm on. I'm going to watch it.
Okay.
Sometimes I think about renting it, and then I change.
No, you can't rent it.
Right. Scares Bums asks, how many viable eggs retrieved? How many embryos fertilized? How many will you implant at a time? We almost literally just talked about that exact
yeah,
thing.
We did.
I mean, viable eggs, mature eggs, we had 18.
We had 15. 18 were retrieved, 15 were mature,
and then 12
fertilized.
It's amazing that two didn't fertilize when they literally inject a sperm cell into
three
the...
Didn't. Fertilize.
Or rather three. Whatever. I'm just saying, it's fascinating that even...
Total. But, you know, that's probably the egg.
Yeah. No, I mean, totally your fault. 100%.
Yeah.
My sperm's great. Great sperm.
The sperm you have is
fabulous
fine.
Sperm.
You
My
just
sperm
don't have
is tremendous.
You just don't have a lot of it.
My sperm is tremendous.
Oh, also, we read a study this week that was...
It's huge.
That confirmed your hypothesis about why you have low sperm count.
My hypothesis is that because I was such a fatty for so
right.
long.
Right. And we read a study that was like... Some researchers have a simple explanation that...
It's very simple as far as I'm concerned.
It's hot.
Yeah, it's hot down there. Your junk is so warm as a fat guy. Just, you know, don't worry about it. Don't even get the visual image in your head. Vara T at Valley Sun. I'm having trouble butchering your Twitter account. At VELLISONNE. She asks.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Is the process painful in any way?
That's the whole question?
I'm asking, that's part one of the question.
Oh, okay.
So I'm deferring that to you because for me, it was not painful in any way, shape, or form.
Okay.
All I've had to do is give some blood and jerk off.
Right.
And I was already doing one of those things on the reg.
Giving blood.
Yep.
Well, I have like abnormally small, deep veins. So every time they go to take my blood, it's a whole like rigmarole, which Matt has observed, actually.
Do you have the bruise from the other day? You talked about how bad it was going to bruise. It's
faded.
Not as bad as it was going to be. You thought it was going to be terrible.
Yeah. This time around, it actually seems to be a little better than last time.
Yeah, Dory bruises easily.
I bruise easily. So taking blood is not super fun.
Uh-huh.
And then the shots, like, they don't feel great. The only one that stinks a little bit is the Menopur.
Uh-huh. Wait, is the Menopur the one in the...
The mixy one.
Yeah.
That one stings a tiny bit, but not a lot. And they're like pretty small needles going into your stomach. And I have a decent amount of flab on the stomach. So there's some like padding.
Honey, you're perfect.
Oh, thanks, babe.
Padding or no?
I was actually wondering that, like, if you had a six pack, like, I wonder if it feels different to have the shots go in. Like, is it more or less painful?
I mean, it probably goes into muscle tissue, which probably would hurt the same. I've decided. The second part of her question is, does previous scarring in your lady area hurt your chances for success? Depends on where the scarring is.
Yeah.
If it's in the fallopian tube, I'm sure it would,
yes, and
would hinder.
There are... If you have had a DNC in the past, which is...
Democratic National Committee.
No, if you have a miscarriage or an abortion, sometimes an abortion, they have to actually cut the fetus out of you, and you scarred from that, you sometimes need to have surgery to, like, fuse things together in there. This was explained to me by a nurse, like, as I was about to go under, so... It might not be completely accurate, but I think that if you have scarring in your uterus, it's not ideal. I mean, they were concerned about a freaking polyp that was like a millimeter big.
Yes.
So
were they, though?
Yes, they were. I had to have it
CFP
removed. Yes.
Send us there. Not another doctor.
They all sent us there.
Yeah. Okay.
I think they just want conditions to be optimal.
Right. They want to have a clean playing field.
Yep.
They want to have the grounds crew working overtime.
So, you know, I think that if you've had a DNC and you know that there was scarring, you might just want to get it checked out.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't think it happens to everyone, but I think some women do have to have procedure.
Another question coming at you, Dory.
Yep.
From @GhostAbby.
Okay.
Is the process worse than a pap smear?
Yes.
Oh.
Well, you don't get general anesthesia for a pap smear.
That's true.
I guess we haven't talked about that, but you go under for the egg retrieval and for the transfer. I believe they put you under. Mm-hmm. So, you know, that's surgery. I can't eat after midnight. Not that I would, because I would be asleep, but and then, you know, I go under, and some people are in pain, like in real pain. They give you a prescription for Tylenol with codeine. Mm-hmm. Some people have bleeding afterwards.
Make some nice purple drink with that.
Don't get any ideas.
Zerp.
So I think like your mileage may vary. Like I was fortunately not in pain after the last one, and I was not bleeding, but I think some people do. So yes, it's definitely more invasive than a pap smear.
Bo, our dog is barking.
Ooh, the sky looks really pretty right now.
I don't know what he sees. Bo, come here, buddy.
He's galloping towards us.
It's okay. You don't have to bark at things. We're just doing a podcast. Bo's into it. Groovy @GroovyNerdM asks, have you already narrowed down what Star Trek characters your baby name pool includes? Yes.
What?
William.
What?
William T. Riker.
Oh, no.
Riker would be a cool name.
Riker?
Riker?
Like Riker's Island?
No, like William T. Riker, the first officer aboard the Enterprise D. Jonathan Frakes' character.
No.
Riker. R-I-K-E-R.
Yes, that is like Riker's Island, the prison in New York.
A little, tiny little girl named Riker. That's fucking a great name for a girl.
I'm not really feeling it.
Okay. Well, that's your answer. What's the most surreal thing you've had to do as part of the process? That's from Speak Boy Less. You know what? I would say it's just I think it's just a succession of tests that I find insane. Right? Am I crazy?
No. I thought you were going to say the specimen room.
No, that's not surreal. It's just awful.
Yeah. For me, I think one of the surreal things is like seeing the egg, the follicles grow. I don't know. It's just, it's like, ooh, bodies. Bodies are cool.
Well, it's also funny to me how they have all the artwork in the in the exam rooms are all like just sea life that looks kind of like follicles.
Yes. And they keep the lights in the exam room very dim.
Yeah. They want to soothe you while they shove a probe up your vagina.
I will say someone pointed this out to me that like when you're paying cash for medical services, things run very smoothly. Like they always see me right on time.
Oh, that's probably... Yeah, I mean, that makes sense.
You know?
Yeah.
Another surreal thing is how much it costs.
It is insane.
It's insane.
I think we're also going to a kind of expensive clinic.
Yeah, although the second round we got a discount.
We did. I can't wait to see what the third round discount's going to be.
Oh, no.
Yeah. It's crazy. It's like $40,000.
Well, not for one round.
Right.
Altogether.
Yeah. Well, not even including your implanting of them, right?
No, that includes the package that we paid for includes implanting.
Oh, wow. Very exciting. What a treat.
Yeah. What a bargain.
Don't you just love a bargain? Noodlebutt, at Noodlebutt, says...
Great name.
Been through IVF. The result is now 5 years old and ate her twin in utero. Good luck to you, too. The process is worth it.
Oh, that's so sweet.
A tiny monster.
Yeah.
Huh? This person scares bums. Says best wishes for your IVF process. My wife's C-sectioning our twin girls on the 13th.
Oh,
congratulations.
Congratulations
to you. Dan at the Bopper says a personal story. We had twins as a result of IVF. We still consider adoption. Wow. Moo Guitar Tech, friendly guy. He's a very good guitar tech up in Santa Barbara. He asks what Raffi songs I'm learning on guitar now that the baby's on the way. And the answer to that is I will not play any songs for my child.
What?
Don't need to torture them. What?
I want our child to be musical.
Well, I hope they're left-handed because I have a lot of guitars for them. Ross asks, did you check your insurance before doing IVF or did you assume it was covered? Ross, it is not covered.
And we checked.
We also assumed it was not covered.
Right.
So the checking process was not like, fingers crossed, I hope it's checked, you know.
But I did submit everything from the last time and I got $665 back from my insurance company.
I mean, that's a pretty dope situation.
It's pretty psyched.
We have two more questions.
Okay.
One of them is no questions, just good wishes and prayers. That's from Jess Quiggle.
Oh, thank you, Jess.
Thanks, Quiggs. I assume that was your nickname. And then Amy says, how long do you have to wait to see if the treatment worked? Well, I mean, I guess theoretically, I would probably, you'd wait 25 years to see how your kid turned out. Between that and finding out if we had any embryos was... 5, 6 days? 7 days? 12 days?
It was
a while.
It was 6 days to find out.
6 days to find out how many
were going to be biopsied. And then another week.
Yeah.
And then I mean, if she's talking about worked in terms of like actually getting pregnant, that'll probably be another month or two.
It will be.
Yep. That's the thing. IVF is like a lot of waiting.
It is.
I mean, I guess all pregnancy is, but IVF, everything is so drawn out, and it's every step of the way is expensive, and it's just a... I was at the pharmacy the other day, and I was waiting for over an hour for my meds.
Well, that's because you have to wait for a phone call to come in. They have to fax over your order.
Yeah, and Seema, who I love, had not faxed
she was
over
having
the order.
A crazy day.
She was having
she
a crazy
day. She wished there were 48
day.
Hours in the day.
She did say that. But then even once she faxed it over, there was only one pharmacist on duty. And I was
probably
just
because
like,
the fire drill. They were like, we can't put
yeah, there was also
on.
A fire drill when I got there. It was like, it was a little comedy of errors.
It was a lot. It does it for episode 2.
Yeah. Well, I would just like to say again, DoryandMatt@gmail.com is our email. You can also tweet at us at Matt Myra, at Dory. And you can also call us.
Yeah.
At 413.
I don't know how that's going to work.
461-BABY.
My wife seems to have an idea. 413.
461.
Baby.
Baby. Great.
B-A-B.
Why?
Why?
Yeah, if you want to sponsor this podcast, get at us.
If you want to sponsor the podcast, get at us.
Yeah.
We should set up a PayPal so they can donate to keep the lights on here.
That's well, I think
ridiculous.
They can, if they want to PayPal us, they can PayPal DoryandMatt@gmail.com.
So we don't have that. It's not.
I can add it. I can add it. I'm adding it, guys.
Don't. If you like the podcast, tell people about it. And more listeners, the better. If you don't like the podcast, you don't have to listen. Just keep downloading.
Yep. What Matt said.
Yeah.
All right.
All right. Thanks
everybody.
Everyone. I'll see my wife in right after this podcast.
Bye.
We're standing in the same room.
Oh,
bye.
Baby, won't you please come home? 'Cause your little daddy's gonna be all alone.